Good morning and welcome to the Mountain View Baptist Church radio broadcast. This is Pastor Kevin J. Norton inviting you and your family to any of our services beginning on Sunday morning at 10 a.m. Our Sunday school at 10:45, our worship service begins, and then Sunday evening at 5 p.m. We also have a midweek prayer service on Wednesday night at 7 p.m. Our program can also be seen on the local cable channel 97 on the second and fourth Thursday night at 8 p.m. Our services are also found live on YouTube. Our church is located 1 mile off the Mountain View Road in Tryon. We're just an old-fashioned Bible-believing church where Jesus is Lord. Come be with us. Until then, may the Lord richly bless you is our prayer.
I stand amazed in the presence of Jesus the Nazarene, and wonder how he could love me, a sinner condemned unclean. It was for me in the garden he prayed, not my will but thine. He had no tears for his own grief, but sweat drops of blood for mine. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
He took my sin and my sorrow, and he made them his very own. He bore the burden to Calvary, and suffered and died alone. When with the ransomed in glory his face I at last shall see, 'twill be my joy through the ages to sing of his love for me. How marvelous, how wonderful, and my song shall ever be. How marvelous, how wonderful is my Savior's love for me.
Amen. What a beautiful day the Lord's given this morning, and I trust that you're getting ready to go to the house of the Lord and to honor him who's been so good to you and watching over and caring for you and providing everything that pertains unto life, everything that you've needed. He's been mindful of you this day to give you the breath and move this morning. And I tell you what a privilege it is to honor him, the first fruits of our heart, present our body a living sacrifice this morning just to escape the rudiments of this world for just a little while. And I thank God this morning for the sanctuary, the refuge that we have in the midst of this troublesome world. Just a million reasons why to go to the house of the Lord this morning, not just because we're commanded to, because we're expected to, but also this morning we're to have a great desire to go to the house of the Lord and to fellowship with the saints of God. It may not be too far down the road that they padlock the doors or they disallow us to gather and meet together. I don't know. We've already seen a taste of it in the past year, and so we see how quickly these things can become come and pass and the church can just be shut down. And I know there's a lot of folks can say, well, you know, we can worship at home and we can get along without it. But I'll tell you this morning, I think we've seen in the past year just how important it is to get together and to fellowship and to worship together in one mind, in one accord, and to honor the Lord this morning. So take advantage of every opportunity that we have to be in church this morning. Remember these on our prayer list this morning. Keep praying for Cecil Parrish, also Edna Owens this morning, Glenda Henderson, and also Maxine Jones and little Bella Parrish, also in your prayers this morning. Dottie Forsythe, continue to remember her in prayer this morning. Harold and Helen Oldham this morning, also Bob and Linda Schaefer, Zula Ellis and Bessie Hawkins this morning, that God certainly will undertake for their needs today. And we trust this song will certainly be a blessing to you this morning.
If you could see what I once was, if you could go with me back to where I started from, then I know
good sometimes to remember just what we are and who we are this morning, what we were when God found us. I think sometimes we think of ourselves more highly than that which we ought to this morning. We're all sinners saved by the grace of God this morning, if so we've been saved. and that God didn't love me more than he loved you, and he didn't hold you higher than he held me. I'm glad the same blood that flowed from Calvary covers all of our sins this morning. Psalms 116 this morning, and we just want to read a few verses this morning, this entire chapter. The Bible said, beginning verses number 1, I love the Lord because he has heard my voice and my supplications. Because he has inclined his ear unto me, therefore will I call upon him as long as I live. Verse 12 said, what shall I render unto the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I will take the cup of salvation and call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Verse 17 said, I will offer to thee the sacrifice of thanksgiving and will call upon the name of the Lord. I will pay my vows unto the Lord now in the presence of all his people. Our Heavenly Father, and our God, as we come before you this morning, how we thank you, God, for the day that you've given, God, the blessings upon our life. Lord, for strength and help this morning, God, and Lord, I thank you for your precious word this morning, God, that we have to look into. And I pray this morning your Holy Spirit this morning, God, would move. Lord, wherever your people are gathered together, that he'd be in the midst this morning, God. And the name of Christ be exalted and lifted up this morning, Lord, I pray. That you might draw all men unto yourself this morning, God, that someone might come. Have the saving knowledge of Christ this morning, God, that one might cast their burdens at your feet this morning, God. Lord, I pray today, God of heaven, that you bless your people in this hour. Lord, how we need encouragement in these days. Our Lord, that looks so uncertain, God, but yet we look up and know our redemption is drawing nigh. We bless your holy name this morning. For it's in Jesus' name we pray, amen and amen this morning. You notice the Bible said this morning here in verse number 14, he said, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. In verse number 18, he said, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. I want to preach on the thought this morning concerning renewing some resolutions. Renewing some resolutions for the new year. Now, we know what a resolution is. Dear friend, it's a promise, it's a vow, it's a commitment. Dear friend, that we make. Dear friend, all of us have intentions of keeping. Dear friend, but often we failed in doing that this morning. Most of the time, it's the beginning of the year that we make resolutions for our life, that we're going to start over. Dear friend, and I'll tell you, a good time of year, dear friend, is the beginning that we might come clean with God, confess and commit ourselves. Dear friend, return to our first love. Remember from whence we're fallen, to seek out the old paths and to call to remembrance the former days of our lives, to pay our vows unto God. I wonder how much we promised him. How many times that we have committed ourselves unto him throughout the year, and yet we failed to do that, that we vowed unto God this morning. Now you'll notice here in verse number 1 how the psalmist starts off and said, I love the Lord because, amen. Those first 5 words are loaded, amen. And anything could be said after those first 5 words. Dear friend, your own personal testimony, I love the Lord because, dear friend, he's gracious, he's righteous, he's merciful. Dear friend, and then you'll notice in verses number 2 is the dividing point. The Bible said, because he hath, I will. Amen. He has heard my prayer. He has preserved me. He's helped me. He's dealt bountifully with me. He's delivered me. He's freed me. He's saved me all throughout this chapter. The psalmist tells what the Lord has done for him, and said, because the Lord has done this, therefore I will. You'll notice 4 times in this chapter he said, I'll call upon the name of the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, but I'll tell you the most important thing. Dear friend, he said, I will pay my vows unto the Lord. God said, my people have forgotten me days without number. Amen. Deuteronomy 23 verse 21, I said, slack not to pay. The Lord will require it. And said,
that it be sin unto thee. Ecclesiastes 5 verse 4 through 6. I said, defer not to pay thy vows. For God takes no pleasure in fools. It's better not to vow than to vow and not pay. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, hey, dear friend, it's wrong, dear friend, to give God a promise, a vow, a commitment. Now, he knows that we're just the flesh and this the dust of the earth. And he knows that we're going to fail. Dear friend, and that the words of our lips are, dear friend, as sparks that fly upward. Dear friend, they fall to the ground. Dear friend, but I'll tell you this morning, this would be a good time for you to set your house in order. Dear friend, remember what you promised God. Dear friend, and turn. Dear friend, and do that which you promised him to do. Dear friend, the psalmist said, what shall I render to the Lord for all his benefits toward me? I'll tell you what you can render to God. I do that you promised him to do. That you pledged, that you vowed, that you dedicated, committed, you surrendered yourself. Dear friend, I'll tell you, many times we forget and we fail and we forsake it. But God has got a record. Amen. Dear friend, and I'll tell you, God can send a curse to your life. God can chasten you. Dear friend, God reminds us of that which we have vowed unto him this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, we ought to remember it. Dear friend, but also this year as it begins, dear friend, if you've not made a vow, then I want to suggest to you that you do. Amen. Some biblical, scriptural, spiritual vows unto God this morning. Amen. Draw a line, make a commitment, and take a stand in your life. Dear friend, this morning, you can't just wait and see how the year's going to turn out. Dear friend, but starting off right here at the threshold, let us make some vows and commitments and some resolutions unto the Lord our God this morning. Dear friend, first of all, I think about Joshua. He made a family resolution. Joshua 24 verse number 15, he said, as far as me and my house, we're going to serve the Lord. Amen. A friend of mine, this morning, you ought to make that resolution. You ought to make that commitment. Dear friend, that no matter what happens this year, no matter the ups and the downs, the circumstances, the conditions, we're going to serve God throughout this year. We're not going to look back. We're not going to debate it. Dear friend, this morning, we're going to serve him, dear friend, with all of our home and all of our heart. I'll assure you, the home is under attack. Dear friend, it's decaying from the foundations. It's being redefined by society. The devil's raising havoc. Dear friend, let me tell you, you better fight for your family. Amen. You better stand up for your family. Dear friend, you better, dear friend, draw a line and take a stand. Dear friend, as Joshua did, dear friend, for me at my house, we are going to serve the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, first of all, we're going to stay together. Amen. It seems so easy nowadays to walk away. Amen. And divorces are reaching now the very rate of marriages. Dear friend, we shack up, we split up, we hook up. Dear friend, we try it out, we swap it out. Dear friend, and then we hang it out to dry. Amen. Dear friend, but God still had one ordinance. One man for one woman for one lifetime. Amen. It may not be popular or politically correct. Dear friend, but it is what it is this morning. Dear friend, I'll tell you, sometimes it do you good to renew your vows to your wife, your husband. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, through the good, the bad, the ups and downs, the better for worse, those are vows that you took. Dear friend, making a promise before God. Dear friend, that you'd love him, love her. Dear friend, through sickness and health, through richer or better, poor or for better for worse. worse in good times and bad times. Dear friend, this morning I'll tell you, do good for couples to renew their resolutions. Dear friend, I'll tell you, a man that loves God will love his wife. A man that loves God will love his wife. A woman that loves God will love her husband. Amen. Dear friend, you're to stay together. Dear friend, this morning. And then also you're to pray together. Amen. You're to have a family altar. Dear friend, that's how you train your children. Dear friend, and teach them. Dear friend, the right way. Dear friend, we've grown apart. Dear friend, families nowadays don't even eat together, let alone pray together. Dear friend, that God gave you that family. Dear friend, you're to dedicate them unto Him. Dear friend, and make a resolution that we're going to stay together. We're going to lock hands, lock arms. Dear friend, we're going to bow our knees together and we're going to serve God. Amen. We're going to obey together. Amen. Get in our place. Dear friend, the husband, the head of the household. The wife this morning submit herself. And the children obey the parents. And put God first in the household. And trust Him. Amen. Dear friend, this morning a little leaven. Dear friend, in the household will cause the whole lump. Dear friend, this morning to go bad. Amen. Dear friend, we need to set our house in order and say we're going to start out on the right foot. And far as me at my house, my family, we're going to serve God. We're going to be in the house of God when the doors are open, and we're going to be faithful unto Him. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, I'll tell you, dear friend, you're to make that resolution, dear friend, a family resolution to serve God. And then secondly, I think about Jacob. I've made a financial resolution at Genesis 28 verse 22. Jacob said, all that the Lord gives me, surely I will give Him a tenth. Amen. Dear friend, you ought to make a financial resolution. Dear friend, that you're going to give your tithes and offerings. Dear friend, this morning unto the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, too many times we've shortchanged Him. We put Him at the bottom of the list. Dear friend, this morning, if we have anything left over, dear friend, I'll tell you, that's why we run into hard times. Dear friend, the first thing that we cut loose is God. Amen. But Malachi said this morning, dear friend, that if you don't give God what belongs to Him, he said, you're a thief. How would a man rob God in tithes and offerings? Amen. Dear friend, everything that you receive, everything that God puts in your hands, dear friend, surely you're to give what belongs to Him. Dear friend, the first fruit, dear friend, the tenth, the Lord's, dear friend, He said it belongs unto Him. You can't just tithe when it's convenient. You can't tithe when you can afford it. You can't tithe when you get caught up. You've got to put the Lord first and foremost in your life. Amen. Well, dear friend, you may have left last year owing God something. Dear friend, but it's time to start today. Dear friend, this morning, and make a vow that you're going to give God what belongs to Him. And if there ain't anything left over, you're going to trust Him to take care of your needs. Amen. Now, I know what some are thinking already. Dear friend, every time the preacher starts mentioning money, dear friend, he must be trying to pat his own pockets. Dear friend, but I want to tell you this morning, dear friend, my salary don't go up because the offering does. Dear friend, it don't go down because the offering does. I don't make a percentage off of it. Dear friend, this morning I'm preaching this for your good, for your benefit. Dear friend, this morning, because the Lord said, dear friend, as you give, dear friend, that He'd give it back, pressed down, shaken together, running over. Dear friend, He said, give and it shall be given unto you. Amen. Brother, if you can't follow the simple concept of tithing, if you can't have the simple faith in trusting God with your tithes and offerings, dear friend, this morning, then how in the world are you going to trust Him in anything else? Amen. I remind you, the Lord Jesus Christ, dear friend, talked about dear friend, the concepts of money, dear friend, just about more than anything else, dear friend, this morning, because it affects your whole life. Amen. You ought to make that resolution, that financial resolution, that you're going to give God what belongs to Him. Amen. Now, here the first first of the year. Dear friend, when you start doing your taxes, dear friend, and figuring out how much you made last year, now's a good time, dear friend, to look back and take inventory of how much you put in the offering plate. And brother, if it's not at least a tenth, dear friend, now I know that was under the law, dear friend, but I'll tell you, you can go back as far as Abraham before the law ever was, and he gave tithes to Melchizedek. Dear friend, which the writer of Hebrews tells us was a type of Christ. Dear friend, I realize a tenth ain't all that you ought to give, but that's where you ought to start. That's the bottom line. Dear friend, the tenth, he said to bring the tithes and the offerings in the storehouse of God. The Bible said, upon the first day of the week, let every man lay aside. Dear friend, as the Lord has blessed him and prospered him. Dear friend, you ought to give faithfully this morning into the house of the Lord this morning. Amen. The poor and the rich, widows and businessmen, kings and peasants, it doesn't matter. Dear friend, the tithe belongs unto the Lord. Amen. Dear friend, that's the basis of it. There are three types of giving. Let me make mention right quickly. There's tithe, there's offerings, and there's alms. Dear friend, tithe is a tenth. It's always a tenth. Dear friend, it never changes or alters. Dear friend, that's the basis of giving. Dear friend, you owe it to God. Dear friend, a tenth of all that God gives into your hands. Dear friend, this morning, not your net pay, your gross pay. Dear friend, if God puts it in your hand, I don't care if it comes from yard mowing or yard sales. Dear friend, this morning, if God put it in your hands, he said the first tenth of that belongs unto him. And if you keep it, he said you're thieving and you're robbing it. And God said it'll not be long before it'll be like putting your money in bags with holes in it. God's going to get what belongs to him with interest. Amen. Dear friend, he said if you'd give your offerings unto God faithfully, he'd rebuke the devourer for your sake. Amen. There's tithes this morning. It's always a tenth. And then there's offerings this morning. The offering was free will. Dear friend, that's anything above a tenth. Dear friend, that you give to God. Amen. There's special offerings that the church has. Dear friend, that we give to that goes above and beyond our tenth and our obligation unto God. Amen. Dear friend, I'll tell you, the more you give, the more God gives to you. You can't outgive him. You know that. Dear friend, and then there's alms. Dear friend, the alms were given to those. Dear friend, the poor, the less fortunate. Dear friend, it's helping somebody else. Dear friend, I give my tithes. Dear friend, and I give offerings this morning, but alms. Dear friend, the Bible said not to let your left hand know what your right hands are doing. Dear friend, it is the alms that the Lord said. Dear friend, not to trumpet or make. Dear friend, an announcement what you're doing. Dear friend, it's helping somebody in need. Amen. Dear friend, this morning. Dear friend, you ought to give a financial resolution. Dear friend, unto the Lord. Dear friend, not only faithfully but freely. Amen. The Bible said it is more blessed to give than it is to receive. Dear friend, we will not have to beg you, shame you, or plead with you, nor beat you over the head. Dear friend, to get you to give what God requires of you. Amen. Dear friend, this morning the Bible said, give and it shall be given unto you. Dear friend, this morning, dear friend, you ought to give, because he that knoweth to do good and doeth it not, to him is sin. Amen. Dear friend, this morning, and then also you ought to give fully. Dear friend, that's what happened to Ananias and Sapphira. You don't know why God struck them down right in the church house. Amen. Because they lied on the Holy Ghost concerning money. Amen. That's right. The Bible said they sold a piece of property and they told the Lord, whatever we get from that property, we'll give to the church. And the Bible said when they sold it, they kept back part of it. Dear friend, and tried to hoodwink God. And God said, dear friend, in your hands, was it not yours to give? If you didn't want to give it, then not vow. But because they promised to give it and held back, dear friend, they lied unto God. Believe me, brother. Dear friend, God has got a record. You can't cheat him. Dear friend, he knows everything. every dime that comes into your household. Amen. I dear friend, today, just because Uncle Sam may not know about it, I dear friend, just because it comes under the table, just because, I dear friend, this morning, it may be hidden from everybody else, God knows about it. Your wife may not know about it, I dear friend, but I'll tell you, God knows about it. Amen. I dear friend, this morning, I dear friend, and I'm telling you, you better give him what belongs to him. If you do, he'll bless you in abundance. He'll meet your needs. I dear friend, he'll pour out his blessings, open the windows of heaven. I dear friend, he'll take care of you. But if you don't, I dear friend, the Bible said even that which you have will be taken away from you. I dear friend, God is not going to honor you when you don't honor him with the first fruits of your life. Amen. Some resolutions. We'll have to finish this message later. May the Lord richly bless you. Amen.